and gentlemen, give a big New York welcome to the next president of the United States, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
The day of campaigning in the state began with Secretary Clinton in New York City with Governor Cuomo as he signed the newly approved minimum wage increase into law. Clinton praised Cuomo for his progressive agenda, and she contrasted him with her potential rival in the general election for president, Donald Trump, whom she mentioned by name.
It's important to point out that there are people who don't believe that the minimum wage should be raised. In fact, Donald Trump has said that wages are too high. And a lot of members of his party agree.
Clinton did single out the leader of the New York State Senate Republicans by name, Senate Leader John Flanagan. All of the Senate's GOP members voted for the minimum wage phase-in, which will lead to a $15 wage in New York City and eventually Long Island, and $12.50 upstate. Cuomo, who frequently alludes to Trump in his speeches, contrasted his style to that of the front-runner Republican candidate. Cuomo said using the public's anger to create divisiveness among religions and people's immigrant status is not what made America great.
You think that you can make us fear our diversity? We celebrate our diversity. You think we're going to fear immigrants? Look in a mirror. We're all immigrants.
Secretary Clinton also praised New York's newly passed paid family leave law. It will allow for up to 12 weeks of leave with up to two-thirds pay when fully phased in several years from now. Clinton promised to take the measure national.
And I, again, will proudly take what's happened here in New York and go to Washington to get paid family leave for everyone.
No one at the rally mentioned Clinton's Democratic rival, Bernie Sanders. Secretary Clinton's upstate plans were somewhat hampered by the weather, but she did intend to meet privately with Democratic members of the legislature. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie said before the meeting that efforts to get out the vote in an increasingly competitive race in New York will be a top subject of the meeting.
She's in the middle of a campaign. One of the biggest mistakes that elected officials could ever make is taking places for granted. You know, all politics is local.
Hastie says it's a good move for Clinton to connect personally with Democratic lawmakers, many of whom are among her biggest supporters in New York. Clinton, as well as Vermont Senator Sanders, plan to make several more stops in New York in the next 2 weeks. The state will become the center of the presidential race after Wisconsin's voting on Tuesday and as the April 19th primary approaches. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.